Merry Christmas, everybody. Hey, it's great to see you. You guys are the brave who braved Snowmageddon or Icegeddon 2022. Was there any problem getting here? No. See? I'm proud of you guys. You guys are good for coming down here in the early ice. Let's all stand together. And what a cool time to celebrate our Lord and Savior. Christmas time is awesome. Christmas Eve is one of my favorites. I love this service. And really our goal is just to circle around Jesus Christ and celebrate what he gives us. Peace that passes understanding. Joy to the world. What a great concept. It's always amazing to me how the secularist, the worldling, you know, acts like, you know, well, you Christians and Jesus and all this stuff, but what's wrong with peace on earth, goodwill toward men? What's wrong with joy to the world? What's wrong with having all your sins forgiven? I'll tell you, if there's something to celebrate today, it's Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Amen. Lord, we applaud you. We're so thankful for what you've done for us. On this Christmas Eve day, we gather around you. Pray that this would be a fun celebration, Lord, as we consider what you've done for us, coming, living, dying on the cross, raising from the grave, saving humanity. For that, we're joyful and we're thankful. And I pray you'd find a congregation right now, worshipful, as we sing these songs of joyful hymns. Lord, may you sing through your congregation and be glorified, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's all sing together. Here we go.
Prepare him room and heaven.
invite you to this place that you would be glorified and honored as we consider you and worship your holy name. Bless this time, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Why don't you have a seat? Get all comfy. And you know, one of the things that I'm so blessed by here at Athey Creek is the teams that we have just doing the work, you know. And one of the heaviest lifting team that we have is our pastoral care team. We have a large group of staff pastors that just do the work. And a large congregation like this, there's a lot of needs and a lot of ministry. And I'm so thankful for our guys. The guy that leads that team of pastors is Gabe Carter. And I'm gonna have several of the pastors come up and just share concerning Jesus and why he came and what he did. And so let's just enjoy that. Gabe's been around here for a lot of years. He's in charge of our whole pastoral care team. So why don't you get us going on the setting of Christ.
Isaiah 9:2 states, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone." You know, it's just like our God to bring light in the midst of darkness. You know, in the beginning, it states, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and the darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And then we continue to see this beam of light all throughout the pages of Scripture. You know, man had the light with him in the garden, who would walk with him in the cool of the day. But darkness began to creep into, you know, as Adam and Eve disobeyed and ate from the forbidden fruit. This sent them hiding in the darkness because their shame was exposed. From the fall of Adam and Eve, this shadow of darkness loomed over man, but God was faithful. He would not leave man in the dark. And so, like the fiery light that he used to guide the children of Israel through the dark desert, God sent his prophets to the people to point them to the light. And the prophets were by and large rejected because, just as the Gospel of John states, people loved the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. The prophet Malachi closes out the Old Testament with a strong reminder that there's a king to come who's going to conquer the darkness. But before that he could come, the people of Israel faced 400 silent years with no recorded prophets speaking to the people of God. Israel and the rest of the world were in darkness, spiritually and morally. The time was ripe and the setting was set for a great light to shine upon them. Just as the prophet Isaiah had prophesied in Isaiah 9:2, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone." The light was ready to shine in the darkness. The darkness would not overcome it. For he, the Son of God, Jesus, the true light, was ready to enter the world of man.
Bethlehem, hark, the herald
Pastor Gabe just shared and talking about that situation of the time. But Jason Bunce, who's one of our pastors here, he's kind of a jack of all trades. He's done everything from a multi-site church in Salem while we were doing that, along with our young adults and a lot of other things. That he kind of takes on just a little bit of everything here at Athey. But he's right now kind of shepherding anything kind of south of West Lynn here in Wilsonville all the way down to Salem. He's been shepherding that group. So why don't you bring to us the solution?
What do you think of when you see a newborn baby? Do you think of power, strength, and majesty? Or do you think of a precious little life, a sweet bundle of joy, soft, warm, and cuddly? Well, it's in that little life that we see the vulnerability and frailty of life. What an amazing truth to consider that the God of the universe would be born into this world as a little one. What a great mystery. God manifested in the flesh. Consider the depth of humility involved when God, the Word, became flesh. It says he made himself of no reputation, and he even humbled himself to the point of dying on a cross. The infinite and powerful became weak. The wonderful and majestic became humble. The creator of the universe became one of us. Isaiah 9:6 says, "For unto us a child is born," speaking of his humanity. "For unto us a son is given," speaking of deity and divinity. Now, I hope you know, Jesus didn't just stumble into our existence. No, but from eternity past, God planned to give the Son of God to us to be the Savior of us. And he did this in just the right time. In the fullness of time, it says, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, that we might receive the adoption of sons and daughters. Not only did God send Jesus in just the right way and at just the right time, but he sent him for just the right reason, for love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. The free gift of God's love, eternal life in Jesus. It's the dual nature of Christmas. Deity gift wrapped in humanity. Jesus is his name. A child born, a son given, a decision to be made.
Oh,
our administrative pastors here who carries a heavy load from basically young adults all the way down through the babies. Pastor Nate DeCoste is a hardworking, visionary kind of guy. Like, you've carried on all kinds of new things here at Athey Creek and started, you know, working with our co-op and all kinds of, I mean, I could list 100 things you've done, but man, let's talk a little more about Jesus. What do you think?
And the government shall be upon his shoulders. The beginning of the Christmas story is marked by a polarizing figure. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that all the world should return to their hometown and be registered. Caesar Augustus, very few people in human history held as much consolidated power as he did. I mean, who else could order the entire world to return to their hometown? The Romans viewed him as divine. Yet, he is dramatically overshadowed by the true hero of the story, the servant king, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ would come and transcend all human government, human polity, human politicians, and human institutions. Jesus Christ is the forever king. But he wouldn't rule as Caesar would, with a rod of iron and legislation. Jesus would rule by giving himself. Philippians 2 tells us that he took on flesh and went to the cross. He humbled himself, Mark tells us, and went to the cross for our place, for our sins. But yet, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. All human government will one day bow before King Jesus. He is the king that is worthy of all honor, glory, majesty, and praise. And one day he's going to return. And when he does, he will establish his kingdom and he will wipe away every tear. He will wrong every right. King Jesus is the good, the forever king. He is our servant king who loves us.
I've done a lot of weddings, families, seeing people get more and more kids and what have you. It's been a blast here at Athey, but one of the very early ones was RJ and Alice Emmett. And I remember when they were just single, chilled out, young couple. And now look at them, they got a full on family. A great family. These guys have been doing Christmas Eves with us. Not every single one, but a lot of them, this family. I remember when Austin was just, he was just a tiny little guy and the first time he sang up here. Now you're at Baylor University, right? Down at Baylor. If you come up home for Christmas, it's good to have you here. But the Emmett family have been a huge blessing. Let's give a huge Athey Creek welcome once again to the Emmetts.
On our flesh. flesh and blood.
On our flesh and blood.
For our forgiveness and for the world you so loved. Emmanuel, the God who saves. I hear a voice from heaven declare, prepare the way. Emmanuel, oh praise the name. I hear the sound, heaven cried out, and love made a way. Christmas was born on that day. Oh, what a day. Oh, what a day. We'll never be the same. Oh, what a day. Oh, what a day.
Christmas was born, your kingdom come, glory to God with us. Angels adore, bow down before. Glory to God with us.
Christmas was born, your kingdom come. Glory to God with us. Angels adore, bow down before. Glory to God. Emmanuel, the God who saves. I hear a voice from heaven declare, prepare the way. Emmanuel,
Emmanuel.
Oh, praise the name.
Oh, praise the name.
I hear the sound, heaven cried out, and love made a way. Christmas was born on that day. Oh, what a day. Oh, what a day. We'll never be the same. Oh, what a day. Oh, what a day. Christmas was born. Was born on that day.
Yes. Nice work, you guys. That's great. Well, Brian Maurice has been a pastor here for quite a few years, and one of the big shifts here at Athey Creek was kind of learning how many people were watching online and tuning in all over the world. And so Brian's kind of taken the challenge to be sort of the online pastor, shepherd. We've flown him all over the place, checking out everything from our watch parties to just some of the needs of people that are Athey Creekers around the world. So what a cool thing, a new kind of ministry that we're doing here at Athey, and you're busy. You got a full plate. So let's hear a little bit about the Sovereign.
Absolutely. Man, you know, why can we have joy this Christmas season? You know, despite all the frustration and craziness we see in our world, we all have, I think, some questions that we don't have the answers to, and a lot of conflict we're incapable of resolving. But the babe that was born in Bethlehem has a really long list of titles. Titles that bring hope to the weary sinners we are. And I think that hope resounded in the sound that night that the angels sang about his sovereignty. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. You know, I think I often use wonderful today just to express my happiness or, say that something's beautiful and glorious to behold. And while that can be applied here, the more accurate understanding is incomprehensible, awe-inspiring, and superior. Jesus is our superior counselor, able to understand every dimension of our soul, complexity of our circumstance, I hope you know that you can, you must bring your cares to him. He provides awe-inspiring care. Colossians 2:3 says that in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And the mighty God, everlasting Father, when Jesus said, I and my Father are one, he proclaimed his deity, his unity with the Heavenly Father. And in that context, he said, no one is able to snatch you, me, out of his hand. We can often end the day in fear because we've sinned, others have sinned against us, and we might feel the world is falling apart. But remember whose hands you're in. Prince of Peace, in this world we will have trouble, but take heart, Jesus has overcome the world. If you need peace in the midst of conflict, Jesus will give you a peace that passes understanding, and he will guard your hearts and minds in him.
Come, let us adore him.
our final pastor of the day, Kaipo Amina, is a wonderful guy who's been serving here at Athey Creek for years, and he is in charge of men's ministry. But he also kind of covers a geographical area of pastoring, shepherding from basically here out toward Milwaukee and that whole area. So Kaipo, take it away. It's his splendor.
Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." How magnificent the splendid arrival of our Savior. No doubt you and I have heard this countless times, yet my hope today is that we would once again be in awe of Him. It's fitting this good news, no, great news came to these lowly shepherds. They really were the outcast in Israel. God did not come to the rich and the powerful, but He appeared to the lowly and the humble. Some may feel insignificant, outcast. Even walking through these doors, you may feel unworthy. Yet that same message those angels declared to those shepherds that night, we proclaim to you, fear not, for we have the greatest news. On that dark night, the splendor of our Savior's birth fulfilled Isaiah 9:2, which says, "They have walked in darkness, have seen a great light." Who is that light? Jesus. John 8:12, Jesus proclaimed, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Friends, are you walking in darkness? Come to the light. Give your life to Jesus, who was born to give us His. This Christmas, be in awe of Him.
That we serve a God of light and not darkness. The Bible says, you know, in Him is no darkness at all. When Jesus said what Kaipo was just sharing there, "I am the light of the world," I'm not sure the disciples knew what He was talking about at that time. You know, there was evidence at Bethlehem as the light shone over the stable with the star shining brightly. But really, the ultimate light, Jesus coming and beaming His love and His kindness brightly. But you know, after Jesus died and was buried and rose from the grave, how thankful I am that He not only was the light of the world for, you know, that moment, but for all of time, for all of humanity. And then He said, "You are the lights of the world." That we as Christians, we get to kind of take it to a, you know, whole nother level, shining our lights all around the world, that Jesus is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. I love how Peter said it here in 1 Peter chapter 2. He said, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." Peter was one who knew that Jesus, His light wasn't just light, it was marvelous light. And we've been called out of darkness. We're living in days, I believe, that kind of have a darkness to it. And what a contrast. I think to be a Christian who's on fire, loving Jesus, following the Word of God, you're more of a light today than maybe you were 10 years ago as things get darker and darker in this world. I think people are perceiving that. Even the average secularist would say, yeah, there's some kind of evil stuff, bad stuff going on. But we are children of the light, and I'm so thankful for that. And it's for that reason, one of my favorite parts of a Christmas Eve service is candlelight. It's just a reminder that Jesus, the light starts with Him. He is the light. He is, there's no one like Him. But we get to take and tap into that light. And the candlelight service is really a beautiful symbol of that, that Jesus, the ultimate light, shining in our lives, no darkness at all. We get to walk out of darkness into his marvelous light. So as you light this candle, as we're gonna, I'm gonna start and I'll pass the light out to the congregation as it goes, just kind of notice how the light gets brighter and brighter. As the congregation starts to glow, this room starts to light up. And that's what we need to see in the world today as we shine the light of Christ. So let's all stand. And if you'd get your candles out and ready, moms and dads, watch Junior, make sure they don't catch the hair on fire of the person in front of you. Let's enjoy this. And let's, when you light this candle, let's make this as an act of worship, celebrating Jesus, the light of the world.
All is bright, round.
we are that we get to stand and circle around you on this Sunday, or I should say Christmas Eve day. And Lord, we're blessed. We're blessed. You've given us so much. Lord, we have so much to be thankful for this Christmas season. And I pray blessing upon this congregation. Lord, may our light shine before all this world, Lord. And I pray that, Lord, we'd be brighter, not glaring, not blinding people, but Lord, we love just the beautiful light that comes from you. May people see that and be drawn to you, Lord. I pray that you'd be magnified in and through your church, Lord. Even as the candlestick there in the holy place of the tabernacle was a symbol of that light, so too may we shine brightly, Lord, and that people would see you more clearly. So bless these your people, Lord, this Christmas Eve. May they have fun times opening presents and hanging out with family and eating good food. But above all, Lord, that you would be honored, that you would be glorified in all that we do, Lord. So bless, we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's all lift our candles up nice and high. Yes, look at that. That's great. Beautiful. And you know, here's the thing. As we hold up these candles, may you hold up Jesus Christ, glorify his holy name, and be glorifying him this whole Christmas today and tomorrow in Jesus' name. And all God's children said, amen. Amen. God bless you, and you are dismissed. God bless you.